One's a vegan. The other's a cripple. No, it doesn't matter what they are. The show sucks. You're listening to Rant Speak. Rant Speak with Samaria and Smokehouse. Rant Radio Talk.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling? That the whole country is like one inch away from saying, that's it, forget it. Well, think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight? It's time for Rant Speak. It's Sunday night once again. And what better way to round off your evening? Check. Sorry. What better way to round off your evening and week than to tune in to Rant Speak on Rant Radio? It's the third to last show. It sounds like I'm echoing or something. It's very strange. But I'm using substitute headphones tonight. Sounds really weird. Check. I don't know why it sounds weird. Sounds like flangey, trebly weirdness. I don't know if anybody else can hear it. Anyway, I'm using substitute headphones because I left mine at Sean's, yes. Along with some other stuff, which is very annoying. But, you know, that's my fault. It's my turn, finally. I always leave stuff at my house, so I have to leave it at his house once in a while. It's Rant Speak number 41. And we've got something very exciting tonight. We've got a new rant from Sean Kennedy, and it's been about 3 years since we've had an audio rant, a process audio rant. If you listen way back, if you remember way back, he used to do them all the time before he got a show and we were on What the Hell and stuff. And you may not have noticed he hasn't done a rant in about 3 years, but he has not done a rant in about 3 years. So that's very exciting. And we've also have... Turnspike is going to be phoning in to us tonight about our Rant Radio's, our Rants magazine, Pain. If you all don't know about Pain, you will feel the pain. You'll know what pain is by the end of tonight, so that's also very exciting. But we're going to bring in our co-host here, who is Smokey, in about 1 second after I boot up my Skype. Loading. Contacts. Getting people online. Oh, no, we don't want to load up a new version of it. And there is Smokey. So let's call Smokey. Oh, and the rant. The rant is for the Christmas album that Rant Radio is putting out. The Rant Radio Christmas album, yes.
Hello?
Hello, Smokey? Oh, one
Hello?
Second. I'm very far away. 1 second, Smokey. One second, Smokey. Here I come. I forgot to put on my microphone.
There you are.
As per usual.
Oh, I can't imagine why you'd need a microphone to do a radio show.
Oh, I know. I have to put on two microphones, one for the audience and one for specifically Smokey. Because he gets his own
special
microphone. I've got a little lapel microphone I put on. It's quite nice.
I don't want to know where else it's been, but, you know, I like having my own special microphone.
Only for you.
Only for me.
And all the other people who phone into
yes.
the show, of course, but you're always on.
Yes.
So it's show number 41, third to last show. Very exciting.
Is third to last show?
Yeah, I calculated it out. I made an error before, and it is the third to last show. Let me just load up our page here.
Okay.
I've outlined it on the page. On our Rant Speak page. Last week was show number 40. Oh, what's it doing? Okay, and then 41 is this week, December 19th. 42 is Canadian Boxing Day, for all you Americans. That's a day after Christmas Day. And 43 is the January 2nd one, which is the day before the 6th-year anniversary. And Sean's show is the next day after that. So this is the third to last show.
And I have this sinking feeling that that show will not go off on time. something will... Fame will just explode and it just won't happen.
Yeah, something will go horribly, horribly awry. My computer will explode or my microphone or something. Something's going to go horribly wrong or I'm going to be late or in traffic or... Oh, God.
I'll get this phone call and be like, it's broken. Fix it.
It's all broken, Smokey.
Okay.
So... Let's go through the IRC and see who's here tonight. Lots of people are here tonight. Evil Spork, Please Hurt Me, Haggard 37, Gluco, Rantspeak, thank you for naming yourself that. Clip, Monochrome, Cobra, K16, I think I said Red Maiden. No Delete, Zoink, Aliens, Flame Cuber, War Games, Red Mav. Ooh, that was a bit of interference. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
Yeah, sure.
I haven't even moved.
Okay.
Okay.
Mobius Inubushi. And let's see who else. No, that's about it. That are chatting tonight. Jibcat.
Yeah.
Well, Jibcat, to get your name read out, you have to be talking. So blah for you. Blah. But you got a name read out anyway because you're going Jibcat.
Yeah, that's really all you have to do. Just repeat your name,
and
we'll say it.
So to get into the IRC, you go to rantradio.com and click on chat, which is now on the right-hand side, but I'm going to put it back on the left-hand side. I've been updating the Rant Radio page slowly but surely to get more links on there and make it more navigatable, but I'm going to put the quick links back on with like the forum and the chat because those are very commonly used ones. And I actually missed them when I was on there, so I was like, oh, I should put those back on, really. But if you go look on the Rant Radio page, have you looked at it lately? Probably not.
Lately, I have it right here.
Okay.
Let's see.
If you look, there's
it
like...
It looks a little different, yeah.
It's the links down the left and the right-hand side. I put them all up front, so it's really easy to get to things. Like, if you scroll down the right-hand side a little bit, you can see show archives, and you can get to all the Rant-produced shows that we've had.
Did you change the colors, too, because...
Yeah, a little bit of change in
colors. The links aren't red anymore?
Yeah, I hated the red. I really didn't like the red very much. When you click on them, they go red.
See, I didn't know that because I ran an update on my browser, and I'm like, did my browser do that, or did he do that?
Yeah, I've been learning CSS a little bit, so...
Well, aren't you smart?
Aren't I smart? And you put your mouse over them, and there's a top and bottom outline.
Yeah,
thing.
I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Fancy, eh? Actually,
I did that for a while.
Yeah. I'm actually modeling it after... Haggard 37's fan page, which I thought was really cool looking.
That's called ripping someone off.
Yeah, it's also called ripping somebody off. I'm modeling it after. I got inspired by it, let's say.
It's a homage.
Yes, homage.
Yes, it's a homage.
Homage. Or pronounce homage in French.
Yes. Well, I'm not French. You are.
True.
So
you can pronounce it American. You can say homage. Homage. Man.
Okay.
Homage.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I said one word wrong. Pardon me.
Okay. So.
Anyway,
let's move on. The Rant Speak site. It's just really weird in my headphones when I was explaining to people. I forgot my headphones at Sean's. And I have to use these kind of crappier headphones that don't quite cover my ears. It sounds like I've got some sort of weird reverb.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's wrong.
You got, like, Walkman.
Oh, you're cutting out there. Oh.
Am I?
You're still there? Yeah, there you are. I know what the problem is. My other headphones cover my ears completely. And these ones, I can hear myself. That's the weirdness that's happening.
Okay, that's weird.
It is weird. Because I usually cover my whole ear. If you want to download all the old archives, you can go to the RantSpeak site, if you could post that into the IRC.
Sure. Let me get this here.
And you can get involved in Rant Radio many, many ways, which I actually sent out in the newsletter. Did you get the newsletter that I sent out, Smokey?
Yeah, I believe I did.
Good. Nobody
my
replied to that
so
newsletter.
My mailbox is still full.
Nobody at all replied to the newsletter, which
to?
Is fun. No, you're not supposed to. But it's just kind of weird that I sent it out to, like, probably 1,000 people. and not one person responded. It was just so weird.
Okay. Maybe they figured it's so long, I'm not going to read it, so if I don't read it, I'm not going to respond to it either.
That could be it. I looked back at the November one, I was like, wow, this is really short. Or the December one's like really long. I think the December one is really long.
I looked at it and I'm like, wow, Sim is sending me spam. It's huge.
It's rant spam.
I was looking for the Viagra ad and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
It's hidden in there. I've colored it differently. I colored it the same as the background so you don't see the Viagra spam, but it's still there,
okay.
Subliminally. Yeah. You can send in your mugshots to info@rantradio.com, or you can send in your name, city, and country if you're overseas, outside of North America, to info@rantradio.com.
Okay.
You can tell somebody about Rant. You can apply as a DJ to Smokehouse, which is smokehouse@rantradio.com for those people who don't know how to spell smoke or house.
Someday someone will figure that out and we'll never have to say it again.
Well, we've got very few opportunities left to say it, so
yes.
They're going to have to figure out pretty quick.
You better get it now. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
And you can send in your news stories for the last two shows to info@rantradio.com. And bandwidth. We need bandwidth. We always need bandwidth. And we need it now for the punk and industrial station. So if you have a box sitting somewhere at an ISP or school or if you pay for one somewhere, we need your bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
info@rantradio.com.
Hey, give it to us.
That's right. Give your extra bandwidth. I know if you have it lying around, unused, just wasting away. You can send it over to us, info@rantradio.com, and I'll set you up.
I have a whole pile of it on my floor right now.
It's all over the place.
Entire pile of bandwidth just laying on my floor.
Get out that vacuum.
It.
Yeah, it's just a mess, isn't it? You have to be able to install Shoutcast. Yeah. You have to be able to install Shoutcast on this box. It is very easy. It's like one setting you have to change. And like I said, we need DJs, don't we, Smokey?
Yes, we do. We need good DJs. But before we get into that,
yeah,
as we spoke of earlier, you're going to have to, you know, lead me through these last few shows because
have you gone
Sean
blind or
has
what?
Dropped. Sean has dropped the hammer on me.
Yeah, and what does he say?
I can no longer make fun of him.
And that's your whole shtick, right? That's your whole gimmick.
Yes. And even you said that, you're like, that's your whole thing, man. You're screwed.
You're totally screwed. Well, you can still make fun of me. So you got a backup.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as fun.
It's just not the same.
If anybody actually... No, it's not. If anybody actually buys that stuff I say about him, they're stupid. Because it's just a joke. It's all jokes.
Yeah. Clip. Yes. Shoutcast works on... Shoutcast. Yeah, Shoutcast works on Linux. Yes, it does. It has builds for very many, many different operating systems. So, lucky
and
you.
I will say the funny thing about that is I was talking to Sean about it. And he goes, you shouldn't make fun of me because I don't make fun of you.
Anymore?
So like, okay.
Only because he's not on the radio, right?
I said, okay, let me think about it. And I asked around. I asked a couple people. I won't say who.
Yeah.
And they just started laughing. They just started laughing. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay, man.
Yeah. We'll be playing something.
I'll learn to live with it.
We'll be playing something a little bit later about that, won't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to prove that it's even and I'm not a horrible bastard, we'll play something later. Which is actually Sean approved.
It's Sean approved. He liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's actually very funny stuff.
It's a couple of years old. Mm-hmm.
The best of Rant Radio IRC quotes was, I actually said it was hosted by Pyro last week, which it's not. I'd like to apologize. It's actually hosted by Spyco. So I don't know where I got Pyro from, but it has nothing to do with him at all.
It's close.
Spyco, Pyro, yeah, kind of rhyming internally somewhere. They both got O's in their name and P's. That's how I mix them up. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually very funny. It's actually very funny.
They are. It's getting a bit of a database now.
I think it's funnier when it's not in the IRC because I think it loses some of the context.
When it's in the IRC, it loses the context.
No, when it's not. When it's just a page by itself and you just read it, and it's got all the other crap torn away from it. Some of it's a lot more funny.
Yeah, there's some good stuff.
Because you miss a lot of it when it's in the IRC.
Oh, you do. Yeah, it just flies by, right?
I don't know why anyone would take the time to do something like this, but it's very funny.
It is. And I'm going to play Sean's new rant right now.
Which I don't get to hear, because
nope,
I suck.
You do not get to hear it, Smokey. but everyone else will be able to hear it. This is Sean's entry into the Christmas, the Rant Radio Christmas album.
We're going to play yours, too. We should play yours, too.
Well, maybe we'll play mine later. How about that? Because we don't want to make everybody turn
up. Play it later, though.
Yeah, I'll go find it now. But I don't want to turn everybody off the show because, you know, if I play mine, everybody will leave. So we'll play it later when everybody's gone. I can hear you buzzing. What is wireless that you're using right now?
It's a mic. I don't know why I'm working.
Yeah, it's all fucked up. It's all getting zzzz.
Do you want me to...
Yeah, maybe while I'm playing
the... Do you want me to change the batteries while you're playing the song?
Yeah, because it's getting really buzzy. So this is Sean's newest, like, his rant that he has. He hasn't done a rant in about 3 years. An audio rant. Oh, my God. 1 second.
Hold on.
Okay. Got really bad there for a second.
I'm working on it, man. Hold on.
Okay. He hasn't done an audio rant in about 3 years. We used to do the rants when he was on the What the Hell show and before he was on the What the Hell show. And then once he got his own show, he didn't need to do the rants because he was doing it all the time. And then we did patrolling and he did rants at the end of that. So it's been a very long time. And this is one called Christmas. Simply called Christmas, obviously, because it's for the Christmas album. So here it is, Sean Kennedy, Christmas. So be very quiet, Smokey. He's not even there. Anyway, I'm going to play it, and don't make noise.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas this year is peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and for the core politicals to really just leave me alone, okay? I want to be able to go back to my mall and actually shop without being swamped and overprogrammed with rehash of Bing Crosby's White Christmas. I am so sick of the Christmas rush. And the Christmas rush is not actually the rush before Christmas. It's the Christmas rush is that horrible exhilaration feeling you feel as Halloween approaches. You go, you know, the minute that this ceremony is going to be ending and the dead all crawl back at their hole, Santa Claus is going to be up in your face like some crazy wacko crackhead going, "Give me your money, motherfucker!" That is exactly what Christmas has turned into, and it's not what it's supposed to be about. Christmas is supposed to be about people being together, being friendly, being all lovey-dovey. It's supposed to be about peace on earth, goodwill towards men, and is that really so bad? I don't care what religion you are, we can all just put down the AK for about 20 minutes and just fake it, you know? Just fake that you actually like your family, fake that you like your parents, fake that you like your siblings. Hell, give the boss a Christmas card, even if he is a goat-sucking moron from another dimension who wants to destroy the world and pave it for the core political powers. Maybe just a little bit of love, a little bit of joy, a little bit of happiness might go a long way if we could just somehow get the Christmas spirit. You remember that? The Christmas spirit? The whole idea of Christmas, you know, before all the Christians came involved and invaded, you know, the winter solstice holiday and all that good stuff because Jesus was actually born in August. Never mind any of that stuff. It's actually, you know, supposed to be about peace and love and light and joy and happiness and all that good stuff. Hey, this kid got born in this big mound of hay and a bunch of dudes showed up and had a bit of a party. It's cool. It's cool. Come on. It's a good deal. We don't have to, you know, ban Christmas, start calling it holidays. It's Christmas, man. It's Christmas. Everybody likes Christmas. That's what I want. I want Christmas back. I don't want it to be some giant core political fascist concentration camp mall hunt. That's not what this is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about people running at the last minute wild-eyed with money clutched in their fists waiting, oh my God, if I don't get this right gift, then my children will hate me, my wife will hate me, my coworkers will hate me, and everything will just be shit, and I'll wind up going, ah! No, not a good idea, man. What we need to do is we need to cut down on the antidepressants and start looking more towards wholesome values like Christmas, where everything's supposed to be nice and friendly and shiny and happy. Fake it for one day. That's all I want. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
And that was Sean Kennedy on Christmas. Smokey. You all back and cool? Smokey. No, Smokey's gone. What the hell? He's at 2 minutes. What are you doing, Smokey? Smokey. Smokey. Give me some love. What the hell's going on? Maybe he's hunting for batteries. Maybe he doesn't have any more. I'm going to let him call me back. Oh.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Still hunting. Okay, let's keep on going on. Of course, Sean's new show, Newsreel, is happening very, very soon. It's about 3 weeks away now. And that starts on... you're back? Cool.
Yeah. Am I better?
Oh, yeah. Way, way, way better.
Okay.
So, Sean's new show, Newsreel, is happening on... January 3rd, that's the 6-year anniversary of Rant Radio and Rant Media and all the rant. So you can check out Sean's new show forum here. And I'll post that in since Smokey's a bit busy still.
Yeah, I'm situated now.
You okay now? Good. And you
yeah,
can
I
help
got it now.
And you can help out Sean by donating to the cause. And there's the donate page. And you can read in for more information on the donate page about that. And you can also check out Sean's blog, and he's actually posting more than once a day and more than 5 days a week right now. So I hope he doesn't burn out too hard on that. But it's very, very funny entries.
Did he do something this weekend?
He made like three entries on Friday, and I think he did one on Saturday. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a lot of blog. He's doing a lot of blogging. He loves the blogging.
Yeah, writers do, because all writers are egomaniacs.
Oh, it's an outlet, and of course he gets instant gratification for the people posting back, right? So
he tried to tell me he wasn't an egomaniac, but let's be serious. let's look at what we all do here, okay? We're all egomaniacs.
Well, why else would we be on the radio, right?
You have to be egomaniac even to do this. And I'm not slamming him by saying it. I mean, I admit it. I'm an egomaniac, or I wouldn't be here. Why else would I do it?
For the love of it.
I'm not making any money, so it's all for ego.
Ego, yeah, it's for the informational, to give out information to the people. Yeah, that's it.
Well, there's that, but the ego's good too, you know? What else?
That's right. That's right, when people feed us back. Oh, we love you, we love you! Yeah, we hate that kind of stuff, you know?
Yes.
And there's a lot of good email this week about that, too.
Is there?
Yeah, as opposed to last week, where there's hardly any at all. And we made us very sad.
Mm-hmm.
There's a BC Rant Meet to celebrate the 6-year anniversary of Rant, if you're in the Vancouver area or live in Vancouver right now. We're meeting on January 1st. And we're not going to Dave's Army Surplus because it's not open on January 1st. We've realized now that January 1st is, in fact, a holiday. And it's very hard to find anything open.
Yes,
so
it's
going to be quite a challenge. There is a restaurant that we are planning to go to, so at least that's done. And we may just wander around and look at, I don't know, closed places that we can't get into. Who knows?
I just not realize it's a holiday. That's
like,
funny.
Like, weeks and weeks and weeks after that, I was like, wait a second. Isn't that a holiday and nothing's open? Perfect.
It's pretty much a worldwide holiday.
Yeah, so we may end up at somebody's house hanging out and doing stuff like that.
Well, I mean, that's the best way to do it. That's the easiest way not to get into trouble.
Exactly. Oh yeah, we're rowdy. We're bad guys. Yeah. I'm the ringleader.
When the listeners show up, dude, you never know.
True.
You never know what'll happen.
You don't know who's coming out and stuff
that's
like that.
That's right. People just come out of the woodwork and it could just all be bad. So, being at somebody's house is probably the best thing, I think.
Yeah, so we might end up doing that as opposed to just standing around being hoodlums. If you could post the link to that in the IRC, you already... No, you didn't do it yet. If you could post that link to the BC Rant Meet.
Sure.
Let's see. Oh, the Rant Radio Christmas album. I think there's still time to put in your entry for the Rant Radio Christmas album. You have to skip a couple stories down, Smokey.
Okay.
Because we're not doing some of those, because I've said them too many times.
All right.
No
more plug, huh?
No, I've done that too many times, yeah. So, Rant Radio Christmas album there. Who's making it? It is Ryan Hall. He's putting it together, compiling it together, and it's turning out to be pretty cool. You still have time, Smokey. You can still make it.
Dude, I would have to completely change it. No way.
Okay.
Because you know how long it took me to write it the first time.
True. Yes. Hours and hours.
And since I've had this new rule imposed on me, I'm screwed. I got nothing now.
Yeah.
Nothing else is funny.
Deadly 22. The Sean's Rant is going to be up on the Christmas album site, which is shortly being posted. Actually, I'll post that because it's not really. There it is. RyanHall.com/xmas.html. So if you want to go there, check out all the entries so far, plus Sean's. And I think there's another one that somebody did in the forums as well, and I listened to part of it, and it was pretty good, too. It was very
Mark
good singing,
and
actually.
Did, one, and it's
did they?
Oh, did you like that? It's so awful. It's hilarious.
I don't think I heard that one yet.
Mark and Daryl did one.
No.
It's. I should have sent it to you. I forgot.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know they made one. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next thing. Let's see. The newsletter, rant newsletter, I just sent out the December 1. It's actually in the forums now if you didn't sign up to the newsletter quick enough. But if you want to sign up for January's newsletter, it's going to be coming out once a week. From Sean's doing the introduction, I'll be putting any news in that is necessary, or Smokey's going to put news in about new DJs and stuff like that, any news items.
Right.
So if you want to sign up, Rant Radio page, right-hand side. And Sean Kennedy and myself are going to New York. We're invading New York, the state of New York. We're going to be speaking at Adirondack. Adirondack?
Adirondack.
Adirondack. Let me just pronounce it completely incorrectly.
You'll never get it right.
No.
Never get it right. So it should,
I'll just go on stage and say, "Hello, New York!" And they'll go, "Yay. I am glad to be at your college."
And they'll be like, "He's a Canadian. He just said, 'Hello, New York.' He watched a concert video to learn how to do that."
Yeah, they'll see right through me. Sad.
That's funny.
Adirondack. I'll have to learn college names by Smokey, and I'll bring it on audio tape. It looks like February 7th we're going to be speaking there, February 7th, 2005. And if you could post that link in the IRC,
sure.
And you can read up all about that. If you're in the New York area, please drop me a line, and we can hook up for the New York Rant meet, which will be very, very cool. And, yes, Rant Speak number 43 will be the last Rant Speak, so I will be able to dedicate more time to video projects that have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for years and years and years that everybody's wanted to see, but I haven't had enough time. So this will afford me the time to do those, finally, because I really, really want to do those. There's some amazing footage that's been stored in the vaults for years. Oh, my God. Like the SKTFM TV. Oh, my God. The episode 10 has been sitting around for years, literally. So long.
You still have to put the segment in that I sent you. That still has to go in there.
Oh, that one? I shall see.
Even though he passed the rule on me, I think I can get a pass on that one.
Because it happened pre-ruling? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the longest running joke we have, so I think it has to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. I'll see if it fits. I don't know.
Oh, you can trim it down to like...
Yeah.
Second thing.
Yeah, I'll trim it down, take the best part or something. And SKTFM has moved. It's sktfm.rantmedia.ca because the TV people want way too much money.
Too much money, and I'm tired of paying for it. I've been paying for that for like 4 years.
And I've got too many domains, so I don't want to pay for it either. So we're like, fuck you, TV people. We're going to do it ourselves. So I've got about 10 domains. I'm not paying for anymore.
Yeah, it's like $35 a month for that domain, and occasionally when they feel nice, they send me a coupon for $3 off.
Whee!
I bought it the day that the TV domains came out, and it's like $35. I figured, well, a couple years, this will drop like a stone.
Yeah.
10, 15 bucks, and it never did.
No, the people of Tuvania or wherever the hell it is, they're milking it for all it's worth.
Whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and depending on what domain name you want, they adjust the cost.
Oh, yeah.
It's not flat.
Totally subjective to whatever they want, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are like $10,000.
Oh, yeah, like Fox.TV or something like that. Oh, yeah, they'll crank it up. So... Now we get to play something that we aired a long, 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 long time ago when Sean's show was on the air. So it does have a bit of a tagline at the end of this saying that Sean is on Monday nights. Sean is not on, well, Sean will be on Monday nights, but not at the time that they say it. So please disregard, that Smokey says it. Please disregard anything about the Sean Kennedy show because that's not valid anymore.
I will say every word of this is true. Everything I say in this is completely true.
Yes, it is.
That's the best part about it, so enjoy.
Okay, so here it is. It's called We're Friends by Smokehouse. What would
you
do
if I sang out of tune? You know, I've been around a long time, and people ask me a lot of questions. And it seems like the question they ask me most is, Smokehouse, why are you and Sean such good friends? Well, I gave it a lot of thought, and I gotta tell you, I think it's because Sean's so nice to me. I mean, he says such nice things, like...
The guy is not a fucking cripple. He's a big faker. And, you see, out there in the world, there are people who have a condition, and that condition is known as false cripple syndrome. False cripple syndrome affects 1 out of every 400,000 people in the United States. that one person is a lazy motherfucker.
And let's not forget, they say that within 3 to 6 months he'll be shitting his pants and stuff. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people shit their pants, and that's why there's diapers.
But more so than that, I think it's the things he does for me. It seems just like yesterday we were riding around Vancouver, and he came so close to hitting another car that he actually had to remind me to breathe again. That is a true friend. And then there was another day where it was really, really hot, and we went to the Army Surplus store. Sean parked about 2 blocks away and made me walk.
Wow. Sean sure parked a long way away. I thought Canada was supposed to be cold. I can make it. Just a few more yards.
And then when it was all said and done, he gave all my water to his f***ing dog. That's love, isn't it? That's the whole point, boys and girls. Sean is full of love. Tune into the Sean Kennedy Show Monday nights at 8 o'clock Pacific, only on Rant Radio. Please, please tune in. Because if Sean loves me anymore, I could die.
So, like I said, that time is not valid. Very, very funny stuff. Great quotes from the old Sean Kennedy radio show.
Yeah, I had a good time with that one. That was a good
That
time.
Must have been fun.
Yeah, he liked it, too. He thought that was the funniest thing he ever heard.
And those quotes, those quotes come from is so funny. If you actually find those episodes, oh, my God, they're funny.
I have a different attitude about it. When he makes fun of me, I love it. I will sit and play it over and over and over again just because I think it's so funny.
Sean is fragile. Sean is a very fragile person.
No,
you've got to respect that.
You said it this time. I didn't say it.
He's keeping out of it. He's keeping out of it. Right out of it, folks.
I'm completely out of it because I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't make fun of you. Yes, you do. Yes, you do, and it's hilarious.
Maybe that's the difference. That's the difference. Sean, it's funny when Sean does it. It's mean and heartless when Smokey does it. You have a heart of stone. It is black and it is crumpled and it full of hate. Full of hate.
Yes, I have such an imposing, hateful presence. It's awful.
We're gonna talk to Turnspike now. Yeah. Of course, everyone loves him. Turnspike, he is very involved in a thing called pain, and pain is not a physical thing. It is a it is a physical thing. It is a magazine, e-magazine, Rant's official magazine. It's spelled P-A-1-N, and I can't remember what he is, but he's like the editor, or official editor, co-editor, something.
I would like to thank you personally for mentioning this to me beforehand.
Oh, no problem. You know, I give you the outline.
Will I be able to hear him at all or no?
Yes.
Or
oh, yeah, he's not on the phone. He's not on the phone.
Okay.
He's through Skype. No worries. Just roll with it, Smokey. You know.
Sure. I can do it.
It's not a big deal.
No,
so we're
going
to talk to Turnspike now. He's going to tell us all about pain because he knows more than I do about it. And hopefully he's prepared for this. I don't know.
Me too, because I don't really read it and I feel bad. But it's cool.
Oh, yeah. It's very cool. Turnspike.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
Yes.
Hello.
Pretty good. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. No problems. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
No problem. Okay. Yes.
Excellent. So turn down your radio if your radio is still on.
Yeah, turn the speakers down.
Okay, I've got it off.
Excellent. So what is happening tonight with you?
All right. Oh, not a whole lot. I thought I'd call in and talk a little bit about pain. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
All right, here we go.
Tell us all about pain. Tell us what pain is about. Let us feel the pain.
All right. About a year and a half ago, Alien Binary came up with this idea to start a zine for Rant Radio. And Alien, he's a very good writer. He writes like crazy. So he decided to put this out, and I kind of helped him out with a little bit of I'm sorry. Okay. So I decided to help him out a little bit with the co-editing, and we put out the first issue. It was like August of 2003, and so far we've put out 12 issues, and we write about everything that you'd hear in Rant Radio IRC chat. You know, we'll write about technology, survival, personal stories, social issues, things like that. So far we've put out 12 issues, and we're now on Rant Radio forums.
Yes, that's excellent.
Anyone out there who's interested.
That's cool.
Sorry, the lag.
Can you still hear me?
Yeah, the lag is horrendous. We're about 5 or 10 seconds behind.
I don't think this is working.
So we just moved the Pain magazine over to the Rant Radio forums for a lot more exposure, of course, and so all the fans in the forums can go and read them. And Pain is just a collective of any kind of writing that you can imagine. There's poems, stories, reviews, even IRC, the funny IRC logs as well.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How
right.
Long does
and
it take to,
right now
to
we're
put
just
one out. I'm sorry.
Well, we don't put our issues out on a regular basis. We just kind of put the issues out as we get the material in. So the more article submissions we get in, the sooner we'll put the issues out. But right now it's been just about once a month we'll put one out.
So it's as soon as you can fill up
like
a whole issue, as like say there's, you need to have 12 articles, and as soon as 12 articles come in, then the issue comes out.
Right.
Okay.
Painful. Yeah, it's really
horrible.
Bad. My upstream
this
is horrible right now. And that's why we
usually
leave the interviews to right at the end, because I think I get a little bit more bandwidth that later on in the evening.
Yeah, you probably do at the end.
So
people
if you
get
could
sick of us and go away.
Exactly. So if you could maybe tell us anything else about Pain, and maybe you want some listener submissions, and what kind of stuff that you're looking for Pain, and who to contact and how to contact you, maybe we can just kind of wrap it up, because obviously this is painful. We're trying to broadcast to Mars here. So go ahead. Over.
Okay, we're looking for articles dealing with technology, survival, personal stories. If you're ever in Rant Radio chat and you hear an interesting conversation, that conversation might lead to a great article. So, yes, you can contact me at turnspike@sbfd2600.org or contact our editor, Alien Binary, at alienbinary@sbfd2600.org.
Excellent. So hopefully lots of people will be able to contact you and fill up for issue number 13 and make it a lucky one, not an unlucky one. So we're going to let you go. I know, that was awful, wasn't it, Smokey?
Okay, thank you very much.
So we're going to let you go, and thank you for coming
Thanks,
on the
buddy.
Show, and sorry about the lag, and it's a plague on my life, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So, we usually take the calls at the end. And obviously
I understand.
That's been, obviously, that works a lot better. But thank you very, very much for coming on the show and talking about Pain.
Thank you.
Oh, my
going?
God. That was painful. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't painful talking to him, but it was painful.
I thought that was
going to
happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's
no.
happened so many times.
No.
Every time we try and do an interview in the beginning of the show, it's awful. Oh, sorry about that, people. Let's turn up the volume again on the music.
You should have a lot of bandwidth, right? From what I understand.
At my house, no. It's poo right now, and I should get it fixed, but I just haven't. I just haven't got it fixed. I'm just so lazy.
Oh, well, then it's your fault, man.
It is totally
That's
my
awful.
Fault. Isn't it? It's all my fault.
my bandwidth shouldn't be better than yours, and right now it is, and that's just sad.
It is very sad.
That's the whole thing with you Canadians. You're supposed to have all this bandwidth, you know, coming out of your nose, and mine's better than yours. That's just not right.
Well, usually I have lots of bandwidth, but I just something's up, and I just haven't bothered getting it fixed. Ice says, Sim, stop downloading porn. Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Stop downloading porn. That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
All that gothic porn he's got.
That's right. All those goth girls, they're awesome.
He's quiet now. He's quiet now because he knows that's true. I hit that one right on the head.
Yeah, you got it. There's actually a news group for that kind of stuff. But time to go.
Suicide girls.
The fat goth girls? Ew.
No, suicide girls.
Suicide girls. Oh, God, yeah. Some of them are really, really good and some of them are very, very bad.
Yeah, some of them need a sandwich really bad.
Yes, definitely. Time for the awesome email from Strong Bad, introducing the awesome email. Take it away, Strong Bad.
1, 2, 3, 4. Email is awesome, email is weird, email is awesome, and email is weird. I'll never forget the way it was, girl.
And it was so strange when I just got this Strong Bad DVD set. The email set, and that one is from number 100, right?
Is it really?
The Strong Bad email number 100, and when I got, the DVD set is emails from 1 to 100, and when I got to the 100, it was so weird
to hear
that on the TV, watching it on the TV, mm-hmm. and it not being on the show. It's like, no, that's for the show. That's too weird.
It's funnier when you watch it, because I remember when I saw it, I'm like, we have to use that, because that's just funny.
Oh, God. And the DVD set is amazing. So if you like the Strong Bad, it's so good. It's full of extras. Like, I can't believe how much work they put into it. I know why it's taken this long for them to do it. But, my God, it's full of that. You know the puppet stuff on the website?
Yeah.
It's very painful on the website. I haven't seen one good one on the website yet. On the DVD, it's hilarious. They have some amazing puppet stuff.
No, I'm gonna have to get it from somebody.
Oh, definitely.
I have to see it.
You have to buy it. Support them. That's how they make their living.
Yeah, I know, but it's like $30 for me right now. That's a lot of money.
True. Well, it was even more for me. I had to pay $30 American with the exchange rate, so plus I had to pay $16 more dollars for border tax. Painful.
Holy crap, dude.
Yeah, painful, but still worth every penny.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. They don't want us buying stuff from you guys.
Oh, no, because we're awful.
Yeah, awful, taking away our jobs. Bad people. Bad people.
Yeah.
This first one's from Eric. Says, you should make a donation button with PayPal. It's free, and you might receive some money to help you with some money. I'd donate some dollars if I could, as I listen to Rant Radio a few hours a day during work hours. Regards, Eric. And then he emails me back. 2 minutes later, he says, never mind, I found it. And then about 2 minutes after that, he donated to Sean, which was awesome. So we do have a donation page for if you want to support Sean. So it's always awesome that people really want to support what we do and keep Sean at the level of stuff that he's producing, plus more now, once he starts in January doing more.
And we can receive money to help us with some money, whatever that means.
Yeah, he's a bit redundant. He's like, I listen to Rant Radio a few hours a day during work hours. That's so great.
Yeah, I've done that too, though, because I'll be writing, and like halfway through the sentence, I'll forget what I said.
It's always during the pauses, isn't it? It's like, pause,
and
then you continue the sentence, like, and if you don't read it back, it's like, oh, I'm an idiot. I feel
it's like for some reason, when you stop, somebody pushes your reset button.
Oh, yeah. I've got to say that word again. I've got to say that word again.
It's weird.
This one's from Cook. Hey, Sean. Hey, Sim. Well, this is your chap in England doing what he does best, ranting. I finally got round to listening to the rest of the last series and realized it was just a very, very good story. This is from Afternow, I think. Basically, I just want to tell you how great it was, and I'm looking forward to listening to some more stuff. I would donate some money to you, but seeing that I'm only 16, I can't do much about it. I thought it was quite funny because I got so into your story, I drew out one of those reality maps on graph paper, and it does seem like a very believable concept. Not saying that I'm not open to changing my beliefs, but I'm only 16 after all, and sure not still about still not sure about life itself. Do not follow any religion that John espouses,
don't,
please.
Yeah.
Danger.
And
do
don't,
not.
Don't listen to.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Sam either because he's crazy. He
yeah,
like,
I'm insane.
Believe in Christmas and stuff. And
not a religion. Do not worship. That's Sean's great lines there. I was just thinking, right? Would you two have any advice for me? Just to give you an idea of who I am. I'm at college, and well, let's just say I feel completely out of place wherever I go. It's almost like that film Equilibrium. Everybody around me is drugged up, and I'm the only one who's seeing things for what they sometimes really are. And this guy is from England, so a lot of people are very drugged up over there. So much
yeah,
so
that's
it's in this.
That's what they do with that, man.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for him.
I feel like I can relate to you guys because I'm a ranter too. I can go on for hours because everything in life seems to be stressing me out, and well, one of the ways to relieve stress is to rant, but it doesn't take it all away, so I guess I'm asking you if you knew how to. Oh yeah, another point, WOG, wasn't that a racist term? I mean, I'd love to say I'm a WOG, but I'd get hunted down. I mean, yeah, I do seem to fit into some part of the WOG description, but not all of them. I've never had a chance to do the outdoor thing, and well, I'm not sure if I'd cope. Well, also, while I'm listening to TFTM8, I'm not sure what that is, but it got me thinking about something that happened to me not too long ago. Well, when I had progress interview at my college, the interviewer kept giving me strange looks and then blatantly said, "Do you have any documented mental disabilities, or are you dyslexic?" And I'm like, "No, why?" So after a week, a teacher said to me, "I don't think you're dyslexic, but something's going on here." Then I thought to myself, wait a second, it's almost like they're trying to single me out so they can't say I'm different. But I'm not different, I just think about things in a real way. So because I'm actually using my brain, they think I have a disability. How bad is that?
Wow, that's creepy.
That is very creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's something to think about for a while. Please get back to me on that, though, because I'm a dedicated fan. Thanks a lot, guys. Yours faithfully, Cook. And I'd just
you're
like
welcome.
To... Yes, you're very welcome for all the stuff that we put out. We love doing it. The term WOG, yes, is a racist term in a lot of the majority of the English-speaking world, not in North America. In Britain and Australia, the term WOG is quite a racist term. So if you're in those countries, please exercise caution.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
You will get beat down if you use that word. But we're Sean refers to WOG as...
What does it refer to? I don't know.
It refers to a lot of stuff. I've made a post in the forums in the patrolling area about all the different terms it relates to. Sometimes it relates to, in Australia, to the Aborigines that were there, that originally lived there. Sometimes it's referred to Orientals. Sometimes it's referred to blacks. It covers so much territory. Sean picked it up from Scientologists who use the term as well to describe non-Scientologists. So if you're not a Scientologist, in the eyes of a Scientologist, you're a WOG. That's what they call you. So that's the term. He did not know he was racist for years after he picked that up.
Yeah.
So in the way Sean uses it is nothing to do with racist terms. Is to do
yeah,
with Scientology.
Yeah, I never considered that at all.
Yeah, I didn't find out till years
had,
after,
I had
too.
No, I had no idea. I didn't know till now that it was racist.
Oh, really? Yeah, probably a lot of people didn't know that, yeah. So if you're if you're not in North America, please be careful saying that.
I mean, the first time I heard it meant baby frog. So, I mean...
that's also a polywog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's a baby frog. It's a short abbreviation for polywog.
This
next one's from David. Salut à tous. This means hi, everyone. I'm French, and I just wanted to say that it's cool. Okay, I'm going to say this in his what he wrote, because it's actually hard to translate. I'm French,
okay. And
I just want to said that it's so cool to can heard your radio here in France. Good job. Bon continuation. P.S. We have really good ska and punk band, too. Ciao, David. So, you're welcome.
There's your broken English email of the week.
I think we have another one, too, down below, another broken English one. This next one's from Adam. Hey, this email is mostly for the guys who throw the dumpsters. Throw the dumpsters the rock. I do myself. Wow. I myself do it, but in England we call it skipping. I don't go just for food, but I go for bike bits and computers. It rocks. Also, I made a website with lots of links to yours. It's blah. You can check it out, but maybe put my link on your site. Anything is accepted.
Sure.
Well, thanks for broadcasting to us, the listeners, viewers. I enjoy patrolling with Sean Kennerdy. Kennerdy. S-A-U-N. And then he spelled K-E-N-E-R-D-Y. Like Ken Nerd E. Oh, it's so bad. And then he spelled Sean badly again. It's amazing. So, hi, Sean. He spelled it wrong again. I almost think this is a joke. I don't know.
I hope so. If not, dude, like, maybe we should send him a dictionary.
It's so bad. But thank you. Thank you for linking. And he did put a link on his site to us, which is great.
That's cool.
This next one's from Patrick. Hi, I'm just watching your shocking broadcast on Winamp. Since I'm German, it's so shocking. It must translate from something else. I'm sure it's not shocking.
Yeah. Once again, we're too hot for the internet.
That's right. Too hot for internet TV. It's shocking, rant TV. Since I'm German, I didn't have any impressions like that so far. Our media doesn't report about these topics also. Is it possible to receive the spot broadcasted at the moment? The corporate media lies. Fox broadcasting about the sign incident in a totally biased way, via FTP or somehow else. I'd like to show it to my friends and U.S. citizens among my friends that live in Germany. Please answer in easy English, because mine isn't too experienced as you might see. Patrick, well, your letter was better than the last one, if you can believe it, and you're German and he's from Britain.
Easy English.
Yeah, he's English. Ugh.
Wow.
Next one's from Cobra, who is actually in the IRC. I would like to say thank you for all that you've done for Rant Radio, and sad to see your show go away. If I were on the IRC, I would cry, but I won't now. Well, you are in the IRC, so start crying.
Start crying now.
Start crying. And, you said you would.
And film it. Film it where you want to see it.
Yeah, and I'll put on Rant TV.
We want to see all our fans crying.
That's right. Cry. I'm happy Sean is coming back to radio, but I won't be able to catch it live, which will suck. I believe I speak for most people in the IRC that we will miss your show a lot. Have a good three last shows, and I hope you will miss doing Rant Speak enough to come back on. Rant Speak fan, Cobra. Well, thank you, Cobra.
We appreciate that.
That's right. You never know what we're going to do in the future.
No.
We can't discount another show, stuff like that. But there will always be stuff coming out from us.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Just don't know
I will always be here somewhere.
Floating in the ether.
Yes.
Or ether, whatever you want to say.
Somebody will want to pimp me out for something, so you'll hear me sometime.
That's right.
Don't worry about it.
In our blood. We cannot stop doing this. So it's always just new stuff, and why not have new stuff rather than continue on with the same old forever? And it always seems to improve every time we do something new, so stay tuned.
I didn't think we'd be doing this here for this long.
No, I never thought we'd do it for a year. It'd be like, we run out of stuff to say.
Just this show. I figured we'd do this, you know, maybe, what, a month or two, and we quit. But we did it almost a year, which amazes me.
Yeah, I usually stick with things for at least a year to do it. Otherwise, I think it's, like, a failure. It's like, oh, it was like we did it for two shows. Even if it sucked, I'd have to do it for a year just to say that. We did it for a year. Damn it. It must have been good.
And it never got any better. But we
That's
did it
right.
for a year.
From day one, it's always been the same. Same sucky show. Same sucky channel.
But they keep showing up. So
that's right. If you keep showing up, we'll still make it for the next three shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next one's from Circuit. Oh, sorry. Jesus Christ. I just wanted to let you know that I've linked to your site via my own site and created a banner for the link, which is actually a very good banner. Let me know who to send it to, and I will send the banner to you. Thank you. I already ripped it off your page. I have been listening, reading, and watching Rant TV Rant Radio since last summer, and I'm highly impressed. This is just the kind of thing I wanted to do myself, but never had the time. I guess if it's really important to you, you can make the time. Well, that is true. You do what you really like to do, and that places top priority. And I really like doing this.
And you do what you can afford to. This isn't a cheap endeavor.
No,
it really isn't.
The bills add up, especially for audio and video equipment. Video equipment, mm-hmm. especially. It seems like such a small thing, but I would like to thank all of you at Rant Media for your work and dedication. Well, you're welcome. I can never wait for the next episode of Patrolling. Currently, I've been listening to... Well, we can't either. Currently, I've been listening to the past shows of What the Hell. I'm very sorry. Downloading from that site. They are as if I recorded conversations I had with my friends in the mid-90s. Great stuff. Well, that's kind of what the show was like. It was just a bunch of friends sitting in a room with microphones in front
telling
of their
stories.
Face. Telling a bunch of stories, things that happened that day or that week. And
I think that's why the show people liked it as much as they did, because all you guys were really good storytellers.
Yeah. Oh, and especially Sean and Dak and also Ronan Sariot. They're all very, very good storytellers.
Yeah, they are.
And
they really get
and Drexel.
They really get into the stories they tell. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're excellent.
Well, all Drexel would say is my mic's not loud enough.
My mic's not loud enough, and then that would just get great laughs from the audience. Yes. And I'm finishing up the last couple episodes on the archiving on the What the Hell. So this is a side note. So the DVD will be available in the next couple months. So I'm very excited about that. And it looks like it's going to be a two DVD set. They're all going to be 128K versions, because there is 122 shows. So there's a lot of shows to archive. Maybe even be more than that.
Two.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe three, actually. Yeah.
It's gotta be more than two.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, the Sean Kennedy radio show DVD set took up two DVDs.
Yeah.
And that wasn't on that was only on for a year and a half. This has been on for 2 years, and the shows were three to 4 hours long. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's probably four DVDs.
It's gonna be pretty big.
Yeah, very, very large.
Not two DVDs at 128K. What are you smoking, man?
kidding.
That's a lot more data than you realize.
Takes up like half a DVD just for the 26-hour marathon.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm smoking the crack. But
did you cut out all the phone number references?
No. If anybody's dedicated enough to buy the DVD, that's fine with me. They can phone me. Whatever.
Well, that's good, because it means you're getting better. The psychosis is slightly subsiding.
Yeah, sure it
so
is. Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm still batshit crazy. Don't you worry.
And if there's room enough on one of the DVD sets, I may include a very, very special bonus video on there. And I'm not even going to say what it is. You can guess what it is. You can guess what it is. It's something from What the Hell. Let's see. Keep up the good work. Thank you. I'm glad to see I'm not the only one who thinks as crazy as I do. Yes, we're all crazy here.
I think I know what it is. What am I saying?
It's something that has not been released yet.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah, it's not. It's not the. It's not the rant. It's because that already has been released. It's not the suicide rant.
Okay.
A very loyal and dedicated fan, Circuit from Forest, Ontario, Canada. I've never heard of Forest. That's a neat name. I live in Forest. You live in the Forest? No, Forest. I don't know. That's weird. It's from
in a tree with the squirrel.
Yes. Collecting nuts. This one's from Dave. Thanks go out to all that donate so much time to this project. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, and was so glad that I found the site when I did. Found Rant TV after I destroyed the evil God box. I was tired of being told what it was I wanted or needed. After years of trying to deny the brainwashing of corporate media, I was fed up. I've been spreading the word since, and I've been actively fighting consumer waste in my own life daily. Very good. After leaving military service in 2000, I fell into an advertising zombie for a year or two and discovered that I was happier living a minimalistic lifestyle. More time for me! Hurrah! More time for me. What? Hurrah for more time for me. Okay.
Okay.
I can actually spend time in the pursuit of happiness instead of objects that are both useless and obsolete in 3 months. Again, thanks. It is good to find like-minded people on the same wavelength. You're welcome.
You're welcome, dude. A funny story before I forget.
Yes.
I was going to mention this last week and I forgot. I'm upstairs and my mom's cooking dinner or something, and she just stops and she goes, "What's the name of that thing that you do?" And I'm like, "What?" And she says "That thing that you do on the internet or whatever it is that you do." I said, "Oh, the radio station." And she said, "Yeah, what's it called? Complain Radio." And I'm like,
"Complain Radio."
No. I said, "No, Mom, it's Rant Radio." And she goes, "Oh, so what do you do? Just get on there and rant all day?" And I'm like, "Well, kinda, sorta, not really." And she's like, "Well, who can listen to it?" And I said, "Oh," she goes, "well, can people listen to it in Peoria?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Anybody on the internet, anybody who has internet can listen to it." She goes, "Can I listen?" I said, "No."
No, we can't get it in this house. No, it doesn't come here. No.
No. No, I don't want my mom listening to this show.
That's embarrassing when your parents actually listen and watch the stuff you do that you're in. It's very embarrassing.
It is. I'd be like, no.
Luckily, I'm behind the camera on all the video stuff, so I don't get to be embarrassed too much. In that. Except for the Burning Man stuff. That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Me drunk, showing my parents. That's great. That's good stuff.
That was funny. Yeah, I don't want my mother to hear me swear this much. I really don't.
You have a filthy mouth, Art. Filthy.
Yes. No, it'd be Arthur.
Oh, really? Okay. Arthur.
Yeah. Yes,
that's
Arthur.
Awful, the stuff you say on that complain radio. My goodness. I certainly have a complaint with it.
She is convinced, since it's on the internet, that it's illegal and I'm going to jail.
Well, that's the eventuality, really, isn't it?
Yes. If it's on the internet, it's not legal. I'm 100% certainly going to jail.
Please.
I don't want you in trouble. I'm going to go to jail. Right. They're going to come after me.
Yeah.
I'm public enemy number one. I don't leave the house, okay?
All the more scarier. That's right.
I'm holed up like David Koresh. Yeah,
that's right. They're going to come to your house and start burning it down, and you're going to be firing out the windows at the ATF.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
my goodness.
I just thought I'd mention that, because that was so funny. Complain Radio.
Complain Radio. Yeah, we're going to have to change the domain now.
I nearly fell out of my chair laughing.
You can find us now at complainradio.com. I wonder if that's actually available. That's weird. Can you look that up?
Yeah, I can look it up.
Not the website, but go to NetSol and look it up.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to
read your story and I'll... Okay.
Okay, you can do it, if you know how to do it. There you go.
Read...
Okay, internet...
Who's doing it?
Okay, do it. Internet news! Time for the news from Sabo. Hollywood to sue server operators in bid to stymie online piracy. Ooh, stymie. Hollywood movie studios on Tuesday sued scores of operators in the U.S. and Europe of U.S. and European-based computer servers that help relay digitized movie files across online file-sharing networks. Supernova, rest in peace. The copyright infringement suits expand on the new U.S. film industry initiatives whose initial targets were individual file swappers. The defendants this time run servers that use BitTorrents, which have become the program of choice for online sharers of large files because of its immunity to industry attempts to confound file swappers with bogus decoy files. Correct. Today's actions are aimed at individuals who deliberately set up and operate computer servers and websites that, by design, allow people to infringe copyrighted motion pictures.
How could you do it by accident, you know?
I don't know.
I accidentally set up a web server, an SCP site. I just tripped and it turned on.
And these torrents started appearing on my website server.
Yeah. Complain Radio is open, by the way. It's available.
Excellent. Quick, somebody sink some money into it and point it to our site, whatever. Please don't do that.
Then they'll want us to pay for it.
Exactly. No. I register for a year and now you guys have to pay for it. No, go away.
No.
Said John Malcolm, head of the Motion Picture Association of America's anti-piracy unit. Wow, that would be quite a job.
Yeah.
Hated by millions. Poor Malcolm. Malcolm's
speaking... He gets nothing done.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to be fired soon. He's not curbing this piracy that's happening on this interweb.
I want that guy's job. Just sit there and just do nothing all day.
There's awful piracies happening on the interwebs. It's awful. On the multiple internets.
Damn interweb.
Malcolm, speaking at a Washington news conference, has declined to name defendants. It's very secret. He said the suits filed in the United States and Britain targeted more than 100 server operators. That's a lot, actually.
That is a lot.
These actors are neither innovative nor innocent. Actors. These people are parasites, leeching off the creativity of others. No, actually, they have to share. You know, it's torrents, so they have to share back. Their illegal conduct is brazen and blatant.
Oh, yes. Because I accidentally downloaded that movie I wanted to watch so badly.
Yeah, it accidentally fell into my lap here.
Uh-huh.
The initial wave of lawsuits targets computer users that index movies for BitTorrent users. But Malcolm said the trade group is eyeing similar action against servers that direct data for Direct Connect and eDonkey file swapping servers. So, in the light of this news, Supernova went down today.
Yeah.
Or last night, or something. So it's quite sad, and that was actually a very large outlet for patrolling a completely legal piece of video that we distribute, by the way, MPAA.
Yeah.
Thank you for suing them into oblivion and taking away a perfectly legal service, biatches.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. You say that with such conviction, too, the way you biatches.
So, yeah, thank you very, very much for doing that. And now we cannot distribute, and people cannot enjoy the files that we put out, that we make, that we distribute, and make no money off of it. So.
Well, that's a little draconian. I mean, I wouldn't say that. I mean, because the whole point here is there's always another way. I mean, they can do this from now until the cows come home.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to stop a thing.
As Sean said today, it's the Hydra. You cut off one head and 10 more appear. There's no way
that's
you can kill it. It'll go back to the IRC. It'll go back to the news groups.
Right.
It'll just go back to whence it came, and then somebody will come up with another one, or there's going to be 20 other torrent servers that you now can't shut down because they're now in, who knows, Tuvania, Tonga, all these other places that have no laws against it and hardly even have computers there, but they host places.
Tuvania would charge you for it.
Oh, that's true.
$35 a download or something.
But it's a pointless endeavor, MPAA. You're just ostracizing your fans, and you should have embraced instead of chased. And now you've chased
it
all
away. I think it's funny that, you know, they sue all these people for all this money, and they don't realize that most people that do this sort of thing don't have any money. That's why they do it.
Yeah, they have zero money, and that's how they can shut them down. They have nothing to fight with. They can hire lawyers, and it's pointless.
I mean, if we had money, we have just enough money to have the internet, so that's the choice that we make.
Yeah.
If we had money, we'd just go to the movies. You know.
Quite possibly.
We'd go and, you know, why not spend $10 a crack to go to a movie if you could do it?
Yes.
Because I mean, some of the movies you download, the quality of them just sucks.
Oh yeah, they're very, very, very bad. Yeah.
It's a choice that you make.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And it's sad that the MPAA hasn't just opened up their own place and offered these movie downloads for, say, a couple dollars each. They could have raked in the cash instead of not making any money on them.
Well, there are places that allow, like, online movie rentals. You've seen those, right? You download the movie and you can watch it.
Yeah, they do have.
You only get to watch it for like, 24 hours or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like $5.
Is it?
Which
That's
is
pretty
not
cheap.
Bad.
That's pretty cheap.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Depending on the quality, of course. Yeah.
It's pretty high quality, actually.
Really? Very cool.
There's a couple companies that do it now. Yeah, it's. I think it's getting now where it'll be commonplace really soon.
Hmm.
Getting all your movies delivered by broadband and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. This next one. Police given computer spy powers in Australia. Imagine that.
Oh, I heard about that.
Federal and state police now have the power to use computer spyware to gather evidence in broad range of investigations after legal changes last week. Wonderful. The Surveillances Devices Act allow police to obtain a warrant to use software surveillance technologies, including systems that track and log keystrokes on a computer keyboard. The law applies to the Australian Federal Police and to state police investigating Commonwealth offences. Critics have called the law rushed and imbalanced, saying police will be able to secretly install software to monitor email, online chats, word processor and spreadsheet entries, and even bank personal identification numbers and passwords.
Oh, my God.
Irene Graham, executive director of Watchdog Electronic Frontiers Australia, said the law went too far in allowing police surveillance. Imagine that. The legislation has been passed without proper scrutiny, and the ALP is too afraid to stick to their guns to oppose it. Ms. Graham also believed the act could override parts of the Telecommunications Interception Act, which tightly regulated telecommunications monitoring. Spokesperson for the Federal Attorney General, Philip Ruddock, denied this, saying the act specifically said it should not be read to override the TIA. So, all of our friends in Australia that listen to this show, beware. They are now watching you, and they don't even have to tell you.
All of our primetime listeners in Australia, you're screwed.
You are very, very screwed, and you can do nothing about it because they're now legally allowed to install software on your computer to monitor the chat room you're in right now.
That's horrible.
It is absolutely horrible. There is absolutely no privacy at all in this world left. Walmart sued over F-word.
That's funny.
Retail giants Walmart is being sued for selling an album by Evanescence that includes the F word.
Oh no.
Poor. Think of the children. The children. The suit filed in Maryland court alleges that Walmart sold the CD, which did not have the Black Hand of Death parental advisory sticker, knowing that profanity is used in one of the songs. Walmart has cultivated an image, derided by some as being overly intrusive, of being a family-friendly retailer by not selling albums with the warnings.
That is true.
They do not.
You cannot find a single one in there. Not one.
Yep. It was a very clever tactic introduced by Tipper Gore back in the 80s to put the Black Hand of Death parental advisory sticker on albums. And they went, oh, it's just to tell parents so they're better informed of what kind of stuff that the kids are listening to. And people are like, oh, well, that makes sense. If there's swear words in it, then, okay, put a sticker on it. Great, what's that going to do?
Right.
Okay, look ahead. Now, all these stickers, if it has a sticker on it, this store is not going to carry it. Walmart will not sell it. The largest retailer of CDs in North America.
I think it's the world, actually.
It might be the world. I wouldn't want to push it that far, but I know it's North America. I'm pretty sure it's the world, but at least North America.
I think. I'm not sure, but I think. And, I mean, my parents used to buy me a lot of CDs as gifts. I had a rule. I said, don't buy it from Walmart.
No.
Because I'll get some screwed-up version from Walmart. So that was the rule. Don't buy CDs from Walmart because you won't get it the way it was intended to be.
That's right. So if it did have swear words and you bought it from Walmart, it doesn't have them anymore on that one. And a lot of record companies and bands bow to Walmart because they lose, I think, 30% of their sales if it doesn't go into Walmart. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's a lot of sales. So they generally give in to the big, bad Walmart. And people can't make their own decisions. Decisions are made for them by corporations. How do you like that? The suit, according to the suit filed by Maryland resident Trevin Skeens, Walmart, censoring the song in question, Thoughtless when it offered a free sample of the tune on its website. Skeens and his wife allowed the 13-year-old daughter to purchase the album called Anywhere But Home for her 13th birthday and were shocked when they listened to it on their drive home from the store. I don't want any other families to get this. Nice statement. So I'm censoring everyone else. I don't want any other families to get this, expecting it to be clean.
Be clean. Okay.
We wouldn't want reality seeping into our media, would we?
No.
It needs to be removed from the shelves to prevent other children from hearing it, the Associated Press reported Skeen saying. The suit seeks $74,500 US.
That's a very specific amount.
Now, what is this number all about?
Yeah. What does this man need $74,500 for?
Because they
That's
heard a word. One word is costing $74,000 to one family. For
yeah,
each family, by the way. In damages for each person who bought the album without knowing the profanity.
Yeah, but see, my point was, maybe this guy needs $74,000 for something.
For psychotherapy?
So this might be an easy way to get it. I need $74,000 to pay off this loan shark that I owe money to.
That could
you know?
Be it. That could be it. That
so
makes sense,
what,
I guess.
Why is it that, oh no, I heard the F word. Give me $74,000. What the fuck are you talking about, man? How about fuck you?
Exactly. And Skeens is also suing Wind Up Records, the company that recorded the music.
God.
That did not apply a warning label. Can you believe that? Why should we put
Troll.
A warning label? Do we put a warning label on life? Should we hand out little earmuffs so when you walk down the street you don't have to hear the F word that somebody may be passing by and saying? Maybe you should live in reality.
Yeah.
If you don't know what the album is about, maybe do a little bit of research beforehand.
Mm-hmm. I don't really have a problem with the label per se, but what I do have a problem with is someone saying, oh, I heard the F word, I have to sue for $74,000.
Yeah, just okay. Move on with your life. Jesus.
I mean, you know, it's like one word. Okay, and trust me, your daughter's already heard this word in school several times.
Yes.
Okay, she knows what the word is, and she knows all the different meanings that go along with it. So
and she uses it daily.
And you don't know it, all right? So get a helmet and learn how life really works. Man.
And I'm kind of... What Walmart said is kind of good. While Walmart sets high standards, it would not be possible to eliminate every image, word, or topic an individual might find objectionable.
That's exactly right.
That is exactly right, even though I still do not like Walmart, and they still do censor. But that is that sentence
yeah.
right there
That's
is,
pretty
is
good.
Excellent. It is impossible to eliminate every word, image, or topic that anybody might find objectionable. Mm-hmm. So get on with your life, Mr.
Yeah.
Trevin Skeens and
yeah, this
his
guy,
wife.
He just needs some money. He doesn't care if anybody else gets money. He just wants his money.
Oh,
that's all this is.
Yes. Oh, and Walmart, and Red Maiden says in the IRC, you know, Walmart sells movies with squares, and they do, don't they? They would have to.
Do
like,
they?
They would have to sell all G-rated movies or censor them or make TV versions of them.
Yeah, that's very odd.
I would actually go and buy some of them if they had, like, the TV versions of Scarface at Walmart. I would love that.
Really?
That'd be so funny. Have you ever seen the TV version of Scarface?
No, I haven't. I think there's a lot of overdubbing in that.
It is so funny. It is so funny.
That would be funny. That's a good point. I never thought of that. We won't sell the music, but we'll sell all the movies with Al Pacino, like Scarface.
Yeah.
Okay, it seems like a damn sailor. I swear it's like a sailor, you know, so...
Yeah, I
we'll
never thought
that,
of that either.
That
is a great point.
No.
Wow.
That's very strange.
This next one. Your mailbox now takes your picture. According to the FOIA documents obtained by the Epic New Postal Systems Postal Service, self-service postage machines, wow, that's a mouthful,
okay.
Takes portrait-style photographs of customers and retains them for 30 days. IBM is a contractor behind the kiosks. Note that the kiosk is supposed to not complete the transaction if it determines the photograph has been compromised, so simply covering the camera is unlikely to work. As this cost of cameras and digital storage approaches zero, it is inevitable that every machine you interact with will take your photograph and store it. Is it inevitable?
Oh, my God.
So now mailboxes are taking your picture to make sure you're not a terrorist. Because terrorists are everywhere.
Well, I might be lucky because I'm really short, so maybe the camera will be over my head.
You'll be unlucky because they won't send your package because they have to take a picture of you. Or they will reject your package.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wonderful? So if you're below this certain height, you're not sending any packages. Please find an adult to send it for you.
Yeah. Stand on your package and then put it in the mail.
And this great quote from the same article from Slashdot, where I got this from, simple logic. The terrorists hate us because we have freedom. Number two, let's get rid of our freedoms. Number three, the terrorists will leave us alone.
Will leave us alone.
I thought that was very poignant, and which is exactly what's happening. And they keep on telling us, they hate our freedom, they hate our freedom. And what do? They keep taking away our freedoms. And what's going to be left, we're going to be... They are winning. By their logic of don't let the terrorists win, they're being self-fulfilling prophecies of letting the terrorists win because all of our freedoms are being completely taken away. It's very, very sad that they don't see this.
Yeah, you don't need to take my picture when I mail a package, okay?
They're fighting a war that can't be won against their own citizens. And it's just making it unbearable to live in a country where your every move is watched and monitored and scrutinized to see if you, Joe Blow, is a terrorist. It's awful. Yeah. Awful. It makes me very sad.
And it's a scary place to live now, and I'm really scared for my sister's kids.
Oh, yeah. Imagine what's going to be after this.
What it's going to be for them, you know, they're 3 and 7 years old. Imagine 20, 30 years down the road what it's going to be like.
Or even scarier thought is that they be used to this. That they'll grow up in a world where this is a normalcy, where everything their pictures are taken everywhere and analyzed
And they won't know how it used to be, which is really sad.
Yeah. This is a follow-up to... I don't think it's quite related, but it is related somewhat to an earlier story here. Finnish police raid BitTorrent site. This is quite frightening, in fact, this story. Police in Finland have raided the operations of a popular BitTorrent file download site, seizing equipment and at the houses of 4 people who ran the site. Police also raided the house of 30 volunteers who helped moderate the site. According to the early translation of a report of the raids, 34 people have been arrested, but several readers from Finland email us to say that this is incorrect. Police say the site had 10,000 users, all Finnish, who downloaded illegally copied content worth millions of euros. The site featured 6,000 torrents, including film, video, music, and games. If convicted, the site's operators could face up to 2 years and are liable for claims for damages from content owners, which, of course, would be outrageous amounts. According to the Finnish newspaper reports, the police liaisons with Interpol and ELISA localized be in their investigations. The Motion Picture Ass of America, I love that when they do that. That's so good. Today announced that it is pursuing civil actions against hundreds of server operators, etc., which we already announced. In addition, the MPA is cooperating in criminal investigations with police in Finland, the Netherlands, and France, so it is reasonable to infer that the reports of the raids in more European countries are likely to service shortly. And then it explains about BitTorrents, which everyone in here, of course, knows how it works.
Yeah, it knows all about it.
So if you are even remotely associated with a torrent site, maybe even a member of a torrent site, you may be seeing a jail near you. Welcome to the new world order, where corporations rule because you're not giving them your money.
And on another hand too, sometimes I see why these people get caught, because I know we all like trade stuff, but there's always like these people like, we should make the biggest file trading site the world's ever seen. You know, it's like, gee, let's paint a huge target on your back. You know, some people like to do that, like, it'll be huge and we'll have like 10 million files and you can get anything. It's like, oh, good idea.
Oh, I know.
There is a lot of that.
They do stick their neck out quite a bit.
Yeah, they stick it out way far and they're just waiting for it to get chopped off. I'm all for file trading, but you have to be careful what you do. You know, being the biggest and the best isn't what you want to do in this realm of the internet, okay?
Not in that kind of game. No.
You just kind of want to step back and, you know, take what you want and go away for a while.
Yeah,
you
that's a very dangerous game to play.
Smart way to do it. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This next one's from Spider Jerusalem, a.k.a. Purdon. Man facing charges after pal shot to death. A man has been charged with involuntary manslaughter for fatally shooting his friend through a protective vest on an apparent dare, police said. Alexander, 20, died of a gunshot wound to the heart. Monday after donning a protective vest and asking David, 30, to shoot him.
That's natural selection in action, right?
Definitely.
There. Hughes, I'm all for that.
Initially told police Swandick's wound was self-inflicted, but later he shot himself in the chest with a vest on. Yeah. He wanted to kill himself, but didn't. No. Okay. The two, actually, that has happened. You know, Johnny Knoxville, he did that. He shot himself with a vest on. I mean, of course, he lived, but
You'll see why.
You'll see why this guy didn't live. But later admitted to the shooting. The two had apparently tested the vest by propping it up against a dirt bank and shooting it twice. Police said the vest was designed to protect against grenade fragments, not bullets. Nice. Great to do your research, guys. Yeah, maybe you should have put $50 more into it and maybe got the higher model that stops bullets.
Yeah, the bullet didn't hurt the dirt pile, so it must be okay.
the dirt pile lived. Why wouldn't I? Swandick was pronounced dead at the local hospital following the shooting. Well, he's probably dead at the dirt pile, but they have to pronounce him at a hospital because that's where.
As they say, take a dirt nap. That's right.
That's awful. Huth faces a preliminary hearing December 27th. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison. So, danger. Do not shoot your friends in the chest with a gun, no matter what they say.
No.
It's a bad
shoot
them
news. Shoot him in the head.
Yeah, shoot him in the head. It's much quicker, and you don't have to fool around with vests and buy expensive vests. If they're going to do it, get them to do it to themselves, please.
Yeah.
No, when Johnny... Go ahead.
Be sure to film it because you can send it to what is it, Faces of Death, and make all kinds of money.
That's right. They'll pay you for it. When Johnny Knoxville did it for one of a skateboarding video, he was trying to get his friends to shoot him because it's very difficult to shoot yourself in the chest. And nobody would do it. Nobody and his whole crew would do it, understandably. I mean, I would not do it no matter what my friend was wearing. Oh, my God.
No.
So he ended up turning the gun inward on himself and shot himself in the chest, which he survived through.
Yeah.
This next one's from...
He's crazy.
He is very, very crazy.
He's going to die. He will get a Darwin Award. I guarantee you.
One of these years. But he's in doing movies now, and he doesn't have to shoot himself in the chest for money anymore.
Well, he gets bored. You never know.
Next one's from Spider Jerusalem as well. Who's Your Daddy? Called Perverse. The Fox Network will air a special next month called Who's Your Daddy? Where a daughter given up for adoption as an infant attempts to guess the identity of her father for a $100,000 prize.
Oh, you gotta be shitting me.
Wait for it. Activists in the adoption community immediately attacked the special, which will air for 90 minutes January 3rd.
This, I can't imagine why.
I don't know why. That's crazy. This is really perverse, said Adam, executive director of the Evan P. Donaldson Adoption Institute. It takes a deeply personal and important experience and turns it into a money-grubbing game show. I think it's despicable. The woman and her birth father were involved in simultaneous searches for each other. Her natural dad will be one of eight men, all claiming to be her father. She will be given opportunities to observe and interview the men to narrow the field, the network announced. If she correctly guesses the father, the women can win as much as $100,000. If she's incorrect, the imposter will win all the money.
That's right. Then you can get the foundation repaired on your trailer.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Live from the trailer park. Who's your daddy?
Who's your...
Jesus Christ.
The name of the... The name of the show is just awful, too. Who's your daddy?
Yeah.
Of course, people will go, that's a nice name. But no, they don't know
Fox has no soul, okay? I've learned that. I like Fox News, but normal Fox broadcasting has no soul.
No.
They'll put anything on.
Oh,
they're
awful. If it sells, it goes on. This next one's from Spider Jerusalem. Happy holidays, but no Merry Christmas at Blair High School. And this is what Sean's rant was all about.
What, did you say that Spider Jerusalem is Purdon? Is that what you said?
Yes.
You realize he's screwing us like this, right? because we said we wouldn't let him talk on the show anymore, so he's sending you stories, and you're putting them on the show.
They're really good stories. God. He sends me, like, 10 or 15 every week. It's really good.
I know. I'm just saying.
It doesn't say he's purred, and he's sending it for a friend, and it just the IPs happen to match, you know.
Well, I know he's lying, because he has no friend.
He's going to write in the rant in his live journal about that. He's going to be sad.
Oh, no.
Administrators at the Blair Community Schools are hoping students and staff members will wish each other happy holidays, but not Merry Christmas.
This pisses me off.
It pisses me off, too. While no administrative policy exists in the district is trying to limit the use of the word Christmas in connection with the December events and is encouraging teachers to refer to the upcoming vacation as a holiday break rather than a Christmas vacation.
Off.
Superintendent Steve Shannon-a-han-a-han-a-han said the request was made in an attempt to be sensitive to all... I've been watching too many Strong Bad things. He makes fun of people's names constantly.
I wasn't ready for that.
Was made in an attempt to be sensitive to all cultures in the district and to show students that many cultures have many different holiday traditions. Isn't that the opposite of what you're doing?
Yeah.
What you're doing is actually not talking about all the different cultures and not talking about the different holiday traditions and dumbing them down to nothing. You're not allowed to say Christmas. You're not allowed to say Hanukkah. You're not allowed to say Happy Holidays.
Well, I talked about this last week. It's like they're putting all the other religious, you know, symbols out and stuff.
Yes.
But they're trying to get rid of the Christmas tree.
Oh, people are talking in the IRC about that commercial. Have you seen that commercial yet about the Scientology?
No, I haven't.
You probably would have remembered it. I don't know. I can't remember what they're selling, and I don't really care. But what they do is they made up this holiday combination of all the different religions, and it's called, like, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Ramadama, blah.
Go fuck yourself. That's what I say about that.
And it's a song, and they're singing about it, and and one chick pops up, and she's a Scientologist, and then they go, Scientology's kind of a religion.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny.
But I have just totally lost my patience with this stuff. I don't understand what the big problem is with Christmas all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, don't say Christmas. It's only supposed to be the birth of Jesus. Why wouldn't we call it Christmas, you morons? I don't know why people are so uptight about religion these days. I really don't. I mean, I know you're an atheist, but this country was founded by religious people.
And I think there's a freedom of religion too. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And by taking it out, I mean they're ignoring history.
Yes.
Because okay. I mean there was a school in California that banned, I think it was the Declaration of Independence because it mentioned God.
Okay.
This was a few weeks ago, and it's just going on and on and on, and there's no stop to it.
And how about not ban it, but allow people not to recite it? You can do that.
Well, even that. I mean, if you do that, it's a teaching tool. I mean, you have to present this as the way it was meant to be presented.
Yeah.
I mean, God was in it, okay? That's the way they thought. And you have to teach it that way,
mm-hmm.
okay? I mean, there's no way around it. And now all of a sudden we can't say, like, Christmas tree, Merry Christmas. Screw you, it's Christmas. Get over it.
No, we're erasing it from history. It doesn't exist.
Yes. People are stupid. I mean, that's all you can really say, but I don't know why people are so uptight.
I don't know.
If you don't like it, don't pay attention to it.
I've read other stories. This one doesn't have it in it, but I believe there was a student that wanted to put up a different religion symbol in the school. Because of there's a celebration during this season as well, and in a lot of religions there is. And they were like, that might be bad, so we're going to ban all the religions this year because somebody wanted to put up a different one other than the Christian religion. So to be fair, we'll ban them all.
People don't... the big problem we're having right now, I think, in America... is that for some reason there was a hole in the education process and people don't understand what the separation of church and state means.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you can't have religious, you know, symbols in places of government or state-owned property or whatever. It just means that there can't be a state-sponsored religion. That's all it means.
Oh, okay.
And people are taking it way too far. They don't understand what it means, and that's where the problem stems from. They're like, we can't have God anywhere because it's separation of church and state, and that's not what it means.
It doesn't mean ban God from everything,
no.
Does it? No.
No.
People are still allowed to practice their own religions within...
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it means. It just means, like, George Bush can't say, okay, we forget everybody else but the Christians. That's what it means. It's like you can't cut everybody out but one, is what it means.
I see. It's very sad. And I believe they should teach all the different religions in the school. In terms
sure.
of education, educating
yeah.
The children about the different religions and tolerance. And if people are educated about things, they're much more tolerant yeah. because they understand. People are only ignorant because they don't understand things. That's why they usually make fun of them or ridicule other people, because they just don't understand. If they understood them, there's
yeah.
nothing to make fun of.
Yeah. I mean, I would actually recommend that to anyone, if you're college or whatever, gives you a theology course, take it. Because I took one, and it was one of the coolest courses I ever took.
Yeah, that would be
teach
very
about
interesting.
Teach about all the different religions, and so I don't remember it because college was a long time ago,
yeah.
but I do remember it was a cool course, and I really enjoyed myself. So if you can take one, you should take one.
Oh,
you'll
definitely.
Learn a lot and have a good time.
Oh, for sure. And that is the end of the news stories, and time to open the phone lines, and hopefully it won't be sucky, and if it does, we will close the phone lines immediately. So if you'd like to be on the show, you can message me on Skype. Don't message me on Skype, sorry, message me in the IRC.
There you go.
That almost went bad. Message me in the IRC and tell me what you want to talk about. And the rant, the name on Skype is Rant Radio, please. And you can download Skype at skype.com. It is works very well. I just need more bandwidth. If I had more bandwidth, it would work even better.
Yeah.
And you have to message me with your real name. And your real
yeah.
name consists of your first name and last name in Skype, not your nickname, because I won't be able to find you.
I should mention that I didn't get a chance to earlier. We're going to have
yep.
a couple shows on Christmas Day. Richard and Liquid Blue are going to do something on Christmas Day.
Oh, excellent.
Which comes on, I think, at 5 p.m. Pacific, which is when Atlantic Bitch Slap normally comes on.
Yep.
And I do think that sometime during the evening, I'll post in the IRC, I don't know exactly when, DJ Pulse will be doing a show in a full-on Santa suit.
Oh,
so
wow.
That should be interesting, too.
That will be interesting. Is there any shows that won't be on during the holiday season? I'm guessing there will be some that will be skipping, possibly.
Probably. No one's told me, but I'm not really expecting anyone to tell me, because you never know. If they show up, great. If they don't, it's fine. I don't care. It's Christmas.
And yes,
do what you have to do.
Yes, Perky, this is live. So somebody just asked me if this was live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're totally forgiving about the holiday season. And
yeah.
shows, of course. Of course, we'll be on. I never miss a show, unless I'm out of the country.
Yeah. Well, it's the... I mean, that's the day after Christmas. So,
yeah, that's not
you
too
know.
Hard.
No.
That's... is that Boxing Day? It's 26th, right? Or 27th?
Yeah, it's 26th.
26th.
It's
oh, yeah, that's
Christmas.
Easy. That's very easy to make
and
show up.
I can talk about what I got for Christmas, and you got nothing.
I got nothing. I already know that, because I am abstaining from Christmas. I've told my all my loved ones that I do not want presents, and I will not give them presents, because I'm not taking part in the over-commercialization
yeah.
of Christmas and unnecessary purchases.
Yeah. Oh, I should say thank you, too, to Nighthawk.
Yeah.
Because remember when I was talking to you earlier about the motherboard I bought, and I couldn't use it because the video didn't work on it? Remember that?
What?
The
say
one
that
I
again?
Bought for my... The motherboard I bought
oh.
for my DivX box,
yeah,
and it didn't work.
It wasn't working well, or it wasn't working at all?
It just wasn't working well because it has 8 megs of video RAM.
Yeah.
I don't know whoever thought of that.
Somebody dumb.
So I went to the IRC and I thought, well, maybe someone has one that they can sell to me cheap.
Right.
You know, a video card I can use. And he bought me a new one.
Really?
Just because I mentioned I needed one.
Wow.
He bought me like this 128 meg video card.
Wow.
Because he likes what I do. And
oh,
I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
Wow, dude.
See, that's
a
community effort. That's really good. That's sharing and caring. Especially
he just,
for
he just sent me this link, and he's like, how's this one? I'm like, I guess that's fine.
And it's
he goes, well, I just bought it.
It's a PCI one?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
With TV out, so I'll be able to use my new DivX Flash.
Wow.
I'm so happy.
Just be careful that it actually fits in there, because some of those are a little bit smaller form fitting for those smaller boards.
Well, it should.
Yeah.
It looks like a standard slot to me. And I haven't put it in a case yet, so I can probably figure something out. But I just thought that was really cool for him. Just like, here, I'll just buy this for you then. I don't know
nice.
What to say about stuff like that.
Yeah, it's hard to say, to give kind of the thanks that they deserve for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I'll be sending him some, you know, DVDs and stickers and crap. It's the least I can do.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So, thanks a lot, dude. That was very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that Smokey can watch his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Deadly22 wants to phone in and talk about religion, which is kind of
okay.
A bit of a topic for tonight, and why he doesn't go to church. And let's see, Deadly22 did not send me his name. Thank you very much. So, Deadly22, what is your real name? First and last, please type it into the IRC private message, like I told you to.
Somebody just said we should gift bomb you.
A gift bomb? Oh, God.
Gift bomb Sam.
No.
Just send him.
No.
Send him all kinds of, like, meat logs.
Meat logs. Yeah, please. Meat-filled treats for me. Please. That would be great. If you do want to get me something, Skittles. European Skittles.
Yeah.
That's all I want. That's all I ever want is European Skittles. My address is actually on the Rant Radio contact page, if you want to send me some non-meat Skittles. They cannot be North American Skittles.
No.
Cannot be, because they have meat in them. They have to be European Skittles.
Meaty Skittles.
Meaty Skittles.
I'm surprised you don't have any teeth left.
Oh, now I've got Deadly22's real name. Thank you. And let's see if I can find him. La la la, where are you? Where are you? Oh, you're not in my list, you monkey. Oh, why? The pain, the pain. Deadly22, please add me to your list. Mine is Rant.
Didn't he try to talk to us before and we couldn't talk to him?
I don't remember. But
I thought, maybe.
He's not my list. Maybe. And, ooh, wow. Lots of people want to phone in, actually. Candy, Resonant, and PBJ wants to phone in. I don't know who PBJ is.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Peanut butter and jelly want to phone in. That's weird. Oh, there he is. Deadly22, what's happening? Deadly22.
Hello?
Two. Deadly22.
Are you on net zero dial-up, dude?
Get off the dial-up, man. Oh, I heard a blip. Did you hear that? You hearing the blep?
I heard a little bit.
A little bit of the blep?
What?
Yep. Nip. Blep.
Not.
And now, a conversation with Deadly22 spanning over the course of the next hour. You piece it together.
Okay.
Yep. Nip. Blep. 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 Blep, blep, blep. Bye-bye, Deadly22. Please, phone back when you have broadband. Because that doesn't work at all.
And turn off your kazaa. Thank you.
Yes, turn off your kazaa or torrent. That's good stuff. Let's talk to Resonant. Pickle Baby Jesus is PBJ. Okay.
Okay. Oh, that's awful.
Isn't it? That is awful. That is very, very awful. Corey, I'm going to phone
Jesus
Resonant right
jar.
Now. Resonant, how's it going tonight?
Hey, not bad. Just getting everything set up. Got a bunch of people here, so.
Hello.
It's a big party going on.
Candy.
Our own little meetup.
Your own little meetup in California meetup, eh?
Yep. Just outside of Sacramento.
Excellent. So, how's the meeting going? What have you discussed? What have you done? Just partied or made out with Candy or what?
Yeah. All of the above.
Sweet.
All of the above.
Watch movies, et cetera, et cetera.
Good stuff.
We've got Pickled
party
Baby Jesus.
You.
Yeah, always a party with Candy. But Pickled Baby Jesus, PBJ, he's a guy that you met as well. He came up from Southern California. My birthday's actually on Tuesday. I'll be 18. So, and then you got Christmas. So it's just this big, huge meetup.
Oh,
it's
sweet.
Cool.
That's excellent. That's cool. Now being 18, what does that let you do in the state of California?
Oh God, just about as little as possible. They're very liberal around here.
Okay.
Not like liberal as libertarian, but liberal as in like we don't want you to do anything we don't agree with, i.e. the whole Walmart story. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's rather unfortunate. Basically, I have easier chance of going to jail, and I can kill myself with cigarettes, and I can waste money on the lottery.
Oh, perfect.
That's
those
about
are,
it.
Cool. Those are all great opportunities for you.
Can you apply for your hippie license, too?
I think that's, like, 19.
19? Okay.
I don't know.
Because I know there's lots of hippies
now.
In California.
Hippie license?
Okay.
What the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
that's how liberal it is.
What
that's
the hell's a hippie license, Smokey?
It was a joke, dude.
Okay.
You just missed it.
Oh,
you talk about being... It must be the lie, because he talked about being 18, so I asked him if he could apply for his hippie license.
Okay.
Never mind.
Yeah. I'm an idiot, yes. So,
so you wanted to ask about?
Oh yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys, what's like? Give me your five top callers or something. Like, who do you enjoy calling the most?
We have top callers.
We have five listeners.
Mainframe's good.
You know.
Candy, you're good. Resonance, awesome. Austin Wolfclaw, before he had to go to bed work or something.
Yeah.
He was awesome. He was really funny.
Yeah,
really funny. God.
Who else?
That's four.
Do we have we need another one. We need one more. Who's really good?
Vernon?
No.
that would not be in the top five. maybe top 100. Pinion Blue, very good. Yeah, so there's five. There's five that come to mind. Yeah, Pinion Blue, K16 said in the IRC. So there's five.
Huh?
Of course, we included you guys because, well,
IRC
lights up what? Pardon? Yeah, of course. Blah.
I am Pardon. Gas station boy.
Yeah, gas station boy. He was amusing at first, but then became very unamusing very, very quickly.
Yes.
The novelty wore off about three calls in. Yeah.
Sure, with three.
He's definitely no Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, no.
No.
I miss him so.
Poor Lieutenant Major Zobby. He's coming into the IRC once in a while. I've seen him pop in and out there.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so he's still with us after all these years.
Yeah.
He's off the drugs and doing a bit better.
Which amazes me because we were so cruel to that boy.
So cruel. But he misinterpreted it as love, so, you know, he's still around.
Mm-hmm. That's very much like Sean and I.
Mm-hmm. What?
Huh?
Say that again, Candy.
That was
Candy.
So awesome.
What was?
The little blip. That was so awesome.
Oh, the thing that Smokey did? Yeah.
That was
hilarious. Those clips are good.
I will never forget that stuff as long as I live. Walking in, like, it's 100 degrees out, like, two blocks, and he gives my water to his dog, which was awesome. I'm like, thanks, Sean. I'm going to pass out now.
The dog needs water too, Smokey. Don't be a buddy fucker.
Yeah,
come on.
It's so odd that he would say that.
Hey, so Resident.
Yeah.
Resident has an announcement.
Oh, you're marrying Candy.
Uh-oh.
Danger. You just met her. It's too soon, guy. Come on, don't announce it yet. Okay, what is it?
Accepted as of Thursday, right? I think it was Thursday, to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo in Southern California.
You got accepted to what?
School.
What? Say that name of the school. Say it again.
College.
Oh,
Polytechnical.
College.
Okay, you said it as if it was one word. It was
forgive
really,
me, I
really
can't
funny.
Actually hear what you're saying.
Yeah, well, we can barely hear what you're saying, too. Oh, I see. Okay. Very, very cool. That's awesome. How far away is that from everything?
How far away is it? It's about 6 hours from here, south.
But the more important question
farther
is...
farther away from candy.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's what I was going to ask. What the more important question,
yeah.
How far away from candy is it? So you're already six yeah. hours from her. You're going to be 12 hours from her?
Yeah, but I flew down here, which is nice. So I love flying, and that's just more flying for me. So that's cool. Driving would suck.
That's expensive loving, but I guess it's worth it, right? Resident's a good guy.
Yes.
Get out of those freaking
okay.
And that's the cue to hang up. No.
Yeah.
So you guys have anything else to say or any big announcements? You're not pregnant or you're not getting married yet or anything?
I'm not pregnant. Pregnant bad.
That's good. That's good.
We're having fun and looking forward to Christmas and hanging out and stuff.
Making ourselves sick off candy and chocolate.
Well, my time of being sick was over. I don't want to be sick anymore. I was sick.
Oh.
Sick is not...
Oh, that's right. You were sick, weren't you?
Yeah.
You said you're making yourself sick on candy. What are you doing over there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good point.
Fair question.
It is, yes.
This show can be summed up in five words. Dead air. Dead air.
For all you Strong Bad fans out there.
That's not five. That's four.
No. Dead air. Dead air. If you count as a word.
Oh. Is not a word.
Is a word.
It's a word. It's a sound.
Yeah,
it's a sound.
It has a vowel.
I bet is actually... I bet is actually in the dictionary. U-M. This one just
sure
happens to have a couple more M's.
Yeah,
this is
whatever.
We're discussing what
don't even count
word.
Anymore. We have the internet.
Internet power.
They have an Ebonics dictionary, which makes me want to cry.
Go to urbandictionary.com. I think
no.
It's .com.
No. I refuse.
Okay.
So how you doing, Sim?
Doing pretty good, Smokey.
How
are you?
enjoying yourself?
Yeah, we're doing this. Yeah, how's the radio show going?
Show?
Is it pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it's all right. I haven't talked
We'll just
in a
talk
while.
Amongst ourselves.
Well,
have
you were,
fun there.
Well, you were anyway. So anything else to announce, or?
Here, it's hard not to.
One head of set. God, look. Fuck.
What?
One set of headphones.
Okay. We're going to hang up on you, and you
one
can phone in next week after you've collected your thoughts.
Okay.
Okay.
I think we'll be intimate. Okay.
Go be intimate and have a wonderful evening.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay.
Bye bye. Bye bye. She's like, oh,
don't forget to hang.
Yeah.
Don't forget to hang up. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah, we don't want to hear that. And nobody else wants to talk except for Deadly 22, who has dial up. And we'll have to remember that for the next two shows. Do not talk to Deadly 22 because he has dial up. Oh my god, that was extremely painful towards the end.
It was.
So, the Christmas album, I think they're going to post all the MP3s on the webpage very soon, because I think they pretty much have all the entries that they need. Because there's mine, there's Porn on Beta's entry, which is not me on the vocals, but but Corey, the programmer. And there's Sean's, Ryan Hall's. Who else did you say? There's
Mark
one more person,
Darryl.
Mark and Daryl, and there was another person in the forum that posted their link in the forum too. And I thought he was actually a very good singer. I can't remember who it was, but it was quite entertaining.
Mark said I have to stick to Sean jokes because my other jokes suck. So
stick to the material you know, right?
Yeah. Believe me, I would like to, but I don't want to make him any more madder than he already was.
Yes.
I think it was the Pinko comment that got him.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but
Sean
is
not a communist. Definitely not a communist.
It wasn't personal. I would say that to any. I would say that to any Canadian who's spouted off about American politics.
That we're all communists.
If it was disparaging, yes.
If anything, like, socialist, please, not communist.
Well, like I really meant he was a commie.
Yeah.
Come on.
Deadly 22 says he has a T1, you ass. I don't have dial-up. Well, your T1's not doing very well, let's say. It's ip, ip, dip, dip, dip about every 10 seconds. It's very bad.
You probably have something set wrong.
Yeah. Well, with Skype, it's kind of hard to set things wrong. Who knows? Yeah. Check your upstream bandwidth, and maybe next week. So we rescind that offer as long as you can fix whatever is broken there. Maybe try Skype with a bunch of other friends. Maybe it was your microphone. Who knows?
Maybe. Sound card's messed up.
Yeah, could be. I mean, we've heard other weird things, like people going through a webcam microphone 10 feet away.
Yeah.
Those are fun. I like those.
Yeah. I'm calling from the bathroom.
As you may have noticed, there is no patrolling this week because my computers were all fucked up. They got all nuts. They're continuing to be nuts, and also I was very busy. I'm going to try and get it out for as a Christmas present for everyone. Yes, Christmas present. Not holiday gift
now,
or anything.
Wait a minute. You can't give Christmas presents.
Oh, you're right. Okay, I'm going to wait a couple weeks for everyone for patrolling.
Hey, I just got a call.
But it's free. It's free. You got a call what?
I have to call it like I see it.
Oh,
you said you're not doing the Christmas thing, so you can't really give out Christmas presents. You said so yourself.
Well, it's not a purchased one. It doesn't cost me any money, so, you know.
No, but you said I'm giving it to you
heart.
For Christmas.
That's true. It's after Christmas, because our show is after Christmas. So technically, it's a Boxing Day gift.
Okay. That you can do.
There we go. I got away with it.
There you go. There's always a loophole.
There is. There's always a way out.
Yes.
With the last patrolling, it will not have a teaser for season 2.
It will not.
But what I will have in a week after that, or 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, is a teaser for all the videos coming out, compiled into one video, which I will be releasing.
Really?
This is teasers for season 2 of patrolling, Sim in Europe, Rant in Las Vegas, Get Away from Y2K, Burning Man 2003, or actually it's not called Burning Man 2003, it'll be called Nevada Desert 2003, and that's nothing to do with Burning Man. Yeah, that's it. Event in the Desert, Red Maiden says. Event in the Desert. Yeah, that'll be good.
Put it in the little white box with black lettering. Totally generic. Event in the Desert.
That's what it's going to be in the trailer, because otherwise they'll like hunt me down and shoot me or something. I don't know.
Yeah. When they stop smoking pot long enough to do it.
And also off-road with Rant, with our 4x4 and footage and stuff. And probably some other stuff too. I can't remember. There's huge things on the list that all those videos. Yeah. That's part of the reason why Rant Speak is stopping, because I need to do these videos. They will sit on the shelf forever. Oh, and a preview for SKTFM TV episode 10. So there you go. How's that for some trailers? All in one video.
They'll watch it and they'll be like, okay, we want it now. Why isn't it done yet?
Yes, they will want it now, but Rant in Vegas is going to be the first one. So if anybody's wondering which is going to be first, it is Rant in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah. And then probably SKTFM TV episode 10. But depends how it goes, because I'm almost done that one anyway. So.
Yeah, you've been working on that forever.
Well, it's kind of sitting on the shelf because I have to go back to it because, patrolling again. I have to release another episode, another episode, another episode. Blah. Oh, no, I wasn't driving. No, I'm not doing the off-roading. I'm doing the filming, by the way. Not filming while driving.
I can't imagine you trying to film while you're off-roading. You had a hard time filming the hostage situation.
That's right. I'm crying and hiding and being a buddy fucker. And
he likes that word all of a sudden.
He does.
Buddy fucker. It's a good one. I enjoy it.
He's used it a lot before, but I don't think he's ever used it on air or on video.
Yeah.
I hear it all the time, but not all the time.
That's kind of new. When I heard it, I thought that was pretty funny.
It's a very funny term. I love that one.
I'm going to start using that one. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So here's me, three shows to go and can't make fun of Sean. And not Sean Joe sucks. So I'm going to go cry.
So, that's it for the show. We're going to read out the IRC. Well, I'm going to read out the IRC. Please Hurt Me, Ice, Chappelle Page. Or, not Chappelle, sorry. Chappell Page.
There
I keep
go.
Saying that, and she's corrected me and emailed me, or private messaged me, and she's like, no, it's not pronounced Chappelle like the guy on TV. It's Chapel, yeah. Like church. Chapel Page, Eli, Red Maiden, Ice, Morning Rhino, K-16, Deadly 22, War Games, Atlantic Slap, Toxic, Spooky, Griffin, Jibcat, Mainframe.
They're all talking now.
Oh, of course they're all talking now. Like, say my name, it's Ruth. Who else? That's about it. Red Mav, there you go.
That's enough.
That's enough. And Perky, even though she's not in the IRC. Well, she is in the IRC, but not talking there. let's see, and that is it for this show, the third to last show of Rant Speak. Two more to go, and then Sean will be able to take over for us because he is about 20 times as funny as us. And I'm 20 times better talker than us combined.
Well, I'm going to a different show. You're just disappearing.
I'm going to fade into obscurity, possibly. And do all my video stuff, and you'll be more appreciative of the video stuff than listening to me going blah, blah, blah every Sunday
camera
night.
Boy.
I'm the camera boy, camera lackey, video editing guy. And then I can work on the webpage as well, make that all pretty and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you'll get right on that.
And I'll get right on
our webpage changes like once every 3 years, so.
Yeah, and this is the year to change. I'll probably change it for the 6-year anniversary or something if I get enough time to do that. A little bit, you know, just clean it up a bit.
A little bit, not much.
And also another video coming out, Rant Goes to New York, too. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that won't be for a while because that's not even happened yet. And then Rant goes to Las Vegas 2004 or 2005 as well because we're going back down there again. And among other billions and billions of other video things.
And you may actually get to film Sean and I getting drunk. Cause and Vader is like, he's like dead set on this.
Drag you down to the Las Vegas.
Okay. Take me to Vegas. Watch what happens.
You're going to die in the sun. That's what's going to happen.
I'm not coming out till the sun goes down. What are you talking about?
Are you going to bring the wheelchair, the walker, or both? I guess you bring both.
I have to bring both because, I mean, you never know.
I
brought both when I went up to see you. There was no way I'd just go with one because that'd just be stupid.
Oh, did you bring the wheelchair when you're...
Yeah, okay. I don't think you ever saw it.
No, you just brought the walker inside.
Yeah. I had it with me.
Oh, okay.
And I remember, too, when I got out of the elevator, I heard you talking. So I'm going, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
He's coming.
And you're like,
down the hall.
No sooner I open the door, there's a camera in my face. I'm like, oh, good, I'm at Tim's house.
Yay!
It's really like that. I think he walks around all day with the camera just in case he misses something.
It's the all-seeing eye.
Mm-hmm. As I sit on his green leather couch.
That's right. Oh, and Smokey's going to be in SKTFM TV10.
Am I really?
Yes, you are. Among other people, too, that have visited Durant Studios over the period of all the different years. I thought I'd make a compilation of that.
So...
in slow motion with sad music. Oh,
so it must have been when I was on the show then, right?
Yeah. Not on the show, but when you came through the door or whatever. Whatever the best part is.
That was the crappy video I was talking about. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
that could have been the only time. Because I don't think there was a camera on me any other time.
Well, we did the show that night, didn't we? Or did we not?
Yeah, we did. But, I mean, I wasn't in view of the camera. I could see on the monitor that I was not in view of the camera.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, and that footage wouldn't be very exciting. It's all you just standing there.
Yes, there were a lot of big people in that room.
Very large, intimidating people, but very friendly.
Yes.
Very friendly.
Teddy bears.
So we're out of here for another week. This is another 2-hour show, you bastards. It's only supposed to be an hour long, blah, but we never get it done in time.
At least it wasn't 3.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. No thanks.
Be happy we didn't blow through the news in 8 minutes like we normally do.
Yeah, there was a bit of news. Thanks to all the people who submitted news.
Yeah.
So,
thanks, dudes.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're going to be back here again after Christmas. What's up?
You should play your Christmas song as we go out.
Oh, you're right. Let me just go find that.
Because it is the last show before Christmas.
Oh, so it is completely appropriate. Entirely appropriate. I'm under audio, under chestnuts roasting over an open fire. There it is. The song is Chestnuts Roasting Over an Open Fire, on an open fire, sorry. And it's so bad, it's good.
Did you bust up laughing at all when you were doing this?
Many, many, many takes had to be done. And I did laugh at myself a number of times. But yeah,
it's like so over the top, it's ridiculous.
I do not do this kind of stuff normally. I sing songs, but I don't do some of the stuff that I do in this song. Ever.
I mean, you do kind of sing like this, but I mean, this is like turned up to like 14, as opposed to, you know.
Schmaltzy turned to 14, oh yeah, yeah. It's all
it's like,
good.
It's like Sim singing on steroids.
I played it for Sean today, and he just bust a gut laughing. He loved
it.
It's so good. And it was lots of fun doing, because I've never done anything quite like this.
Well, no. Who would ever think any of us would do something like a Christmas album?
Exactly.
I never thought about that.
I would never thought in a million years I would do a Christmas album. But no. It had to be done my way, so and of course everybody had the opportunity to do anything they wanted, as long as it had something to do with Christmas or the holiday season.
So I found
your plans were all pushed to the side. Did you actually record anything yet, or?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get it done, or not quite?
Well, you know what? In one sense, it's kind of okay, because I really wasn't happy with the way it came out.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
It looked a lot better on paper than it did when I actually did it.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes the idea seems funny, but then when you get to doing it, it's like, oh, God, what was the idea?
I'm sure you've done that. You have, like, this really cool idea, and you're like, I'll do that. And then you do it, and you're like this.
Oh, many, many things. It's just nobody sees them. I only put out the good stuff.
They're asking what I did. Basically, what I did was I rewrote The Night Before Christmas, and I put Sean in Santa's place.
Okay.
And basically, we just humiliated each other the entire time. So, but you guys will never, ever hear that.
Ever.
It's gone.
So I'm going to play the outro, and then I'm going to play the song, and I hope you all enjoy it, and we'll see you all next week. Have a merry holiday season type style event soon.
Yeah, you know what? Merry Christmas. If you don't like it, you can just go to hell. Okay? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely fucked up? You know that feeling that the whole country is like 1 inch away from saying, that's it, forget it? Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. Yeah, you got it, folks. It's me again with a little attitude for all you out here in white bread land. For all you nice people living in the middle of America, the beautiful. Let's see, we're on 92 FM tonight. It feels like a nice, clean little band so far. No one else is using it, and the price is right.
I want to thank everybody out in the crowd for coming down.